Well, we hear in our gospel that very clear command, be watchful, be alert. But if we're going to take in all of that, what our readings are telling us, I'd like to add a third command that actually encompasses the first two. Be vigilant. Because to me, being watchful and alert can maybe be passive, kind of like looking out the window waiting for the mailman. And our readings are about more than just a community watch or spying on the neighbors. Our readings call us to an active form of readiness. So be vigilant. The Lord expects us to do something. Jesus said, the master leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work. We've each been given a task. And later Jesus will say, may he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. The task that God has given us, each of us, is where we have to learn to be vigilant. But do we even know what that task is? Which tasks has God given you? I know several for certain. First would be to be vigilant in your relationship with him. Spending time with him to better understand what it really means when you say, our Father who art in heaven. Be vigilant in your family. Safeguard the treasures of the faith that have been entrusted to you. There are so many more forces aligned against the family than there were 20 or even 10 years ago. And the church is one of its few defenders. Read the scriptures. Study your catechism. Talk about your relationship with God, with other people in your family. Even if you've been somewhat negligent in the past, commit to defending the family against those who would tear down marriage and family life. Let us be attentive wherever we work or go to school, being willing to be known as a follower of Jesus Christ. And I don't mean in a loud, obnoxious way, but in a way that shows that you live by a different standard than the world. Commit to being vigilant in this parish, looking for ways to be of assistance to others, looking for ways to build up a sense of family. Step out of your comfort zone and talk to each other. Even today, I know that that's not allowed, but go outside and talk to each other. Because in these times, it's even more important. Because God has called all of us to an active form of readiness. If we're not concerned about being vigilant, then it reveals that we do not understand some very important truths. First, we don't understand who God is. St. Teresa of Avila, when teaching about the Our Father, says that the starting point for prayer is understanding who God is and who we are. But in truth, that's the starting point for everything. Without God, we are literally nothing. If we're not concerned about being vigilant, then we're ignoring what we hear in the first reading. Isaiah tells us, you, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer, you are named forever. This is who God is. God is our Father and our Redeemer. A few verses before that first reading, Isaiah says, he became their Savior in their every affliction. It was not a messenger or an angel, but he himself who saved them. This is what we're preparing to celebrate at Christmas, that God himself came down as our Savior. He didn't send a messenger. He didn't send a representative. He sent his Son. And then we hear later in that first reading, oh Lord, that you would rend the heavens and come down from the mountains quaking before you while you wrought awesome deeds that we could not hope for. That's what God's done for us. It's exactly what he's done for us, making these deeds that we would never have known. As St. Peter would say on the day of Pentecost, Jesus the Nazarene, a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, as you yourselves know. This is what God is doing for us. But are we blind to it? Are we distracted by the little things that take our minds off of that which is eternal? Advent reminds us that, yes, Jesus came 2,000 years ago, and he's going to come again. Will we be vigilant? Will we welcome him? Will we be vigilant and share the good news with others? If we're not concerned about being vigilant, it demonstrates that we don't know who God is. It also demonstrates that we don't know who we are. Going back to that first reading, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the works of your hands. We are precious to God. We're not some statue or trinket that God makes and then puts on a shelf. I think about when I was a young boy and I'd make a model plane or a car and I'd put it up on the shelf. No, we are made in the image and likeness of God so that we can enter into a relationship with him. And so our second reading reminds us that you have been enriched in every way and that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. We've received his Holy Spirit in baptism and confirmation. We partake of his body and blood in the Eucharist. We are his children. He is our Father. We have an incredible dignity, which is why God comes to redeem us. And yet, how often do I see in my own life how I'm not being vigilant? Because while I accept this idea in my head that I'm God's child, I don't always embrace it in my heart. I get distracted by all the things swirling around me. So hopefully Jesus' warning to us rouses us from our complacency. Be watchful. Be alert. We sometimes forget that he expects us to be mindful in our ways. We like the idea of being children of his, but we forget that as children we have responsibilities in his household. Of course, we would prefer to not be vigilant. That takes work. But then we would miss out on the joy that comes from doing that which brings joy to the heart of our Father. You know, I experienced this when we go and pray at an abortion clinic. And to be honest with you, that is not my idea of fun. All right, so don't think that that's something I look forward to doing. But sometimes we get feedback, you know, that says, you know, a couple of women changed their minds today. Sometimes we go there and we don't know what impact our presence or our prayers made. There have been a couple times that we've gone there and it's a day the clinic's closed. We stay anyway and we pray. Where did those prayers go? What fruit did they bear? Does it matter? Because that was the task that was given to us, to be vigilant, whether we saw an answer to the prayers or not. You see, an indication of maturity is whether we accept or seek to avoid the work for which we are responsible. Mature adults embrace it. Sometimes it's difficult. Often it takes courage to remain vigilant. But as St. Therese of Lisieux says, she says, if we seek it with sincerity of heart, God will give us the courage to overcome ourselves. And then we can march from victory to victory. As our first reading makes abundantly clear, God will keep coming for us. He will keep looking for us because of who he is and who we are. But it doesn't change that God has expectations for us. When he comes, will we be ready to welcome him? In the first stanza of one of her poems, St. Therese writes, she says, my life is an instant, a fleeting hour. My life is a moment that escapes me and flees away. You know, O God, that to love you on earth, I have only today. We only have today. If we turn to Jesus, he will welcome us. But there are many things and forces aligned against us. So be watchful, be alert, be vigilant. Yes, enjoy the Advent season. the festive preparations for Christmas. Make the most of your opportunities to be with your families. It is a season of joy, but don't let that joy make you become complacent. Do not lapse in your vigilance, because at an unknown day and an unknown hour, the master of the house will return to take you to his wedding feast. Will you be ready?